Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Bear Witness, so let's get started. Oh, good, you're awake. Yeah, now I am. Great, are we still on for tonight? Tonight? What? Dancing, remember? Oh, sure, yeah, we're still on. Good, I want you dressed in workout clothes and ready by 5 p.m. So, what are you doing right now? Right now? Trying to avoid prison time. Heidi raises a brow questioningly. Prison time? Yeah, it's taking every ounce of willpower not to strangle you right now. Ha ha ha! She flings herself onto the bed next to you. You should get up and come with me to campus. I don't have any classes today. Why the fuck would I want to do that? You try to pull a pillow over your head. Unfortunately for you, she snatches it away and tosses it across the room. You're shocked. Because it'll be fun! I'm showing around a potential student today, and it'll give me a chance to show you around a bit, too. How are you so freakishly strong? Healthy living. So, wanna come with? Yeah, sure. Give me a bit to get dressed. Yay. Okay, get started. I'm ready when you are. You climb out of bed, and Heidi squirms around until she's seated with her back against your headboard. She watches you intently. Yes? I'm gonna go get dressed now. Great, go ahead. No, that means you leave now. Rumpf! Did you really just say rumpf? Yeah, there's actually... I remember I did an AI picture one time of a bunch of old elite businessmen or old elite rich men sitting around a table all going rumpf at the same time. I was like, yep, that's what I think about the elite. Yes. That, you, I just... Hurry up or we're gonna be late. Fine. You get dressed swiftly, trying to keep your butt aimed at Heidi so she doesn't see more than she absolutely needs to. She wolf whistles at your ass. You feel objectified. God damn it. Woman, I am not just a piece of meat. Come on, let's go. Eventually, you're dressed, and after putting on your shoes, you stand and offer your hand. Heidi charges. Heidi changes, and then both of you leave the house and head towards Heidi's car. The two of you get into her car, and she heads for PCA. It's a quick drive, and you're both quiet along the way. After she parks, she leads you into the courtyard, where a young woman is leaning up against the column. Hi, are you Mira? Yes, are you my tour guide? I am. I'm Heidi, and this is Grim. It's so nice to meet you. You too. Gosh, you're just so cute. I could eat you up. The two of them hug each other like old friends. Careful, that's a very real threat coming from Heidi. What? Ignore him, he's grumpy. Ready for your tour? I sure am. The two of you walk around the campus with Mira, who seems genuinely interested, but her interest is most piqued by one of the painting studios. I love this space! Yeah, it's nice. Do you paint? No, I'm a dancer. It needs a computer dork. Hey, but I do know a bit about it from my history courses. Art history courses, rather, guys. Well, I like this, and I like the campus. That's awesome. Have you had a look around town? We aren't busy and could give you the full tour. Not to mention this retro throwback 90s softcore music we're playing right now. That's like my favorite part of porn. I'm serious. It's like, oh, it's the music. That's great. They're gonna play the music. Again, I could go on my rant about why they don't play the music anymore in porn and why that sucks. But we're not gonna do that again. I wish I had more time, but I have a train to catch in about an hour, and I still need to stop by my hotel. Aww. But thank you so much, Heidi. This was great. I think my Uber is out front. We'll walk you out. A few moments later, you take the front exit and you see a car waiting for Mira nearby. Oh, hey, that's Mora. Oh, let me introduce you. Okay. Heidi drags Mira over to Mora's car by her arm and gesturing for Mora to open her door. Mira looks back at you questioningly. You can only shrug in response. Mora, this is Mira. Mira, Mora. Oh, that sounds awesome. And you're both painters. Oh, hello. You're my fair, right?
I am.
You guys have a lot in common, and your names are almost the same. It's serendipity. I don't think that's what... Shush, you. Okay, another hug. Mira and Heidi hug. Mira climbs into the car. Thank you again, Heidi, and grin. You wave as Mora pulls away, and you can see she's already engaging Mira in conversation. Women are such friends until something happens between them, and then they're the bitterest of enemies.
Oh, that cunt! Oh, that bitch! Oh, that little trollop!
Well, that might be a little outdated. The two of you are walking towards Heidi's car. Mira, Mora, Mora, Mira, Mira, Mora, Mora, Mira. Ah, I got it. Ah. And you call me a dork.
You are, but you're a cute dork.
Well, thanks, I guess.
We ready to go?
Yeah. Okay, so I've been called that. Like, you're a dork. But that's like when a woman, she says, oh, you're such a dork. Like, that's not a... She's not giving you an insult. That's just laughing at your... That you're dorky, and she likes it.
I was arguing with the guys in a server.
They're like, there's no way a man, like a dorky guy like that, could get girls like that. And I was like, have you been outside? Because it's happened to me. I've had pretty girls before. I mean, I've had pretty ugly and pretty. Like, wow, whoa, she's pretty. I've had some that were extremely pretty, but they just had the worst personality and attitude. I had this one girl walk in. She's gorgeous. You'd be like, how in the world did you pull her? I don't even know. Internet, I guess. Anyway, she came over her, you know, vehicle. And we went in, and she went into my room, looked at all my records, and started trashing my records. She's like, I mean, she listened to the kind of music I was into, and some of the bands that she recommended, I actually worked with at one time later on. Like, what's the fucking name of that? The 69 Eyes? Yeah, the 69 Eyes was one she liked a lot. Stuff like that. But basically, she's like, you like Gwar? It's like, well, yeah. And she gave me shit about Gwar. I'm like, dude, Gwar's fucking awesome. I went to see him live. They were a big thing with Brocky. But yeah, she gave me shit. And I was like, man, I don't care how hot she is. She's a fucking bitch, dude. I don't think I want to talk to her again. It's like, it's not worth it. Like, she gonna... Like, dude, that was the last straw when the woman came in and started dissing my fucking CDs. Like, mm-mm. I'll remember that. You don't do that. You don't fucking diss my music. But alright. Yeah, we're all done here. Plus, I'm starving. Oh, good thing Mira made her escape then. Heidi punches you in the shoulder. You shush! A short time later, you find yourself at the sporting goods store again. Then once again, my beer is overflowing.
Damn it.
Oh well. Oh well. That's Oktoberfest for you. Boy, I'll be cleaning the shit out of this room tomorrow. Short time later, you find yourself at the sporting goods store again. this time looking for some workout clothes that won't make you look, as your roommates put it, like a grandpa. The door chimes as you open it, but there's no one in front of the store. Gentle music is playing in the background as you wander around, wondering where Nicole or any employees might have disappeared to. Nicole sticks her head out from the employees-only door. It's just her head, her body is hidden behind the door, her hair is down. Oh hey, sorry, we aren't actually open yet. Oh shit, I didn't realize. You want me to come back? No, that's cool. We open in about 20 minutes anyway, so just take a look around. Is there something in particular you needed? Yeah, I need some new workout clothes. Like sweat, shirt, that kind of thing? Yep. On the far side over by the... You know what? Hold on. She steps out from behind the door. She's wearing nothing but a bikini and her skin looks like it's oiled up. She grabs you by the wrist and guides you over to the workout clothing. I mean, yeah, she's quite the catch, folks. Holy shit. I was doing a photo shoot, but we're just wrapping up, so your timing could have been worse. Sorry about that. It's okay. What do you think? You look fucking incredible. I would have said, well, good lord, I mean, wow. Aha, I mean the workout clothes. Think you can find something here? Oh yeah, I think so. Thank you. No problem. Give me 10 minutes to get changed and I'll be right out. Sounds good. You watch as she walks away. Just before opening the door to the back, she looks at you and smiles. You find yourself blushing and turn away. Okay, now to find something less 1980s than my current workout clothes. After a few minutes of looking, you find something you think will work and you wait patiently for Nicole to return. As promised, a few minutes later, she steps out. Nicole is dressed now. The oil is gone, but her hair is still down. Find something? I think I did. Alright, let's ring you up. You pay for your purchase and she bags up the clothes. Okay, thanks for stopping in. I apologize for shocking you earlier with, you know... I don't know if I'd say I was shocked. I was rendered speechless. You're stunning. Oh god, no wonder Valeria likes you so much. You feel a blush coming on. Ooh. You talk like that to the ladies, you'll have them all over you, good sir. Remember what Charlie Sheen said. He pays them to leave. Val told you about me? Oh, she sure did. In detail. She glances down at your crotch and you have to struggle to not let it get your motor going. Don't think about it, because she is. Okay, well, thank you so much. Look at those eyes, sir. She's hunting you down like a tiger. Also got a hell of a chin, doesn't she? Well, I don't even care. But you know what? So what? She looks like The Rock. It's going down. What's that? Linkin Park and Executioner. It's going down. Like that. She gives a predatory smile. Yeah, like a tiger. Oh, you're very welcome. You head for the door as quickly as you can without it looking like you're running. It occurs to you that Nicole is the reason they call older women cougars. Good lord, a cougar with a body like that. The door chimes again as you step out and start to walk home. You hear a quick knock before the door opens and Heidi pokes her head into your room. Hey, you ready? Yeah, just getting my shoes on. Cool. Oh, you got new workout clothes. Kinda didn't have a choice. You and Athena made me feel like the biggest dork in the world. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you, but I love these. You look good. You stand up and stretch, reaching for the ceiling. When you look down, Heidi is staring at your midsection as the shirt rides up to expose it. I feel so objectified right now. Whoa, Well, I kinda wanna use you pretty badly at this moment, so maybe that's why? Haha, aren't we gonna go dancing first? Yeah, sure, dancing. Let's go. Does everybody know about the incident with Valeria now? She turns and nearly runs from your room. Gotta tell her, we gotta dance and then I'll pull off my pants. That after the dance. Dance and then pants. I mean, doesn't it work for you? It works for me. The two of you head into town, taking Heidi's car, parking in front of a nondescript building. And here we are, my home away from home. Quiet in here. Kind of expected at least someone to be around. Madison is probably upstairs. She's the owner and instructor. She might be down later to say hello. She lets you use this without supervision, eh? What's that supposed to mean? Without supervision? I need supervising? Yes, yes, you most certainly do. Haha, you're so mean. Says the physically abusive one. That's a good one. I've seen guys do that. With women, they'll do the play hits and stuff like that. Oh yeah, there's a lot of guys I work with that do that with the young girls. Because the young girls are kind of fight back a little bit. One of the guys, he's real tall. So basically, I don't know what happened, but he's real tall. He's like almost seven, 8 foot. He's almost like a basketball player. So anyway, no, I think he is a bad, he is a, if I'm not mistaken, he is a basketball player. He injured his leg, but he's back at it now. But anyway, he, I don't know what he said to this girl, but he all of a sudden goes to me, puts his hands on my shoulders and says, Grim, protect me. I'm like, huh? And he's like, and I'm looking, the woman's like, hi. He's like, please protect me. And I said, what'd you say to her? What'd you do? He's like, protect me. He's like, literally using me as a shield. And I'm like, okay, we're going to walk up to her and see what happens. So I walk up to this girl. And I'm like, it's like, what are you doing? I was like, this is your grave, sir. You're the one that, you're the one that dug it. So, oh yeah, but it's crazy. The kind of flirting and fighting and thing, play fighting they do. Yeah, that's actually normal though for young people. They do that little fighting. It's not like, you know, like literally hitting them and hurting them. Because, I mean, I had an ex. She, when I said something stupid, she would whap me on the head. Like, just, not like a, I mean, it didn't hurt. It's not like she took something and wham! No, she just take her hand and whap. You know, just playful stuff like that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's fun between couples. Sometimes that evolves into full-on wrestling matches. I've seen couples in wrestling matches before. I'm talking full-on damn WWF sanctioned fucking matches, almost. Like, where somebody's literally down on the ground, the other's being pinned. And it's like, holy shit, they're really wrestling. You're tough, you can handle it. So any idea what you want to try first? Like a particular dance genre? You don't really know any, do you? I mean, there's ballet. Oh, and breakdancing. That's about the extent of my knowledge. Well, that's two, but I'm not really experienced with either. Oh, the waltz! What about the toxic waltz? Yeah, we're not gonna be waltzing here. Then I guess you'll have to pick. Damn, looks like it's a ring. Are they gonna start dancing or fighting? Weighing in at 114 pounds from England! Well, yeah, I mean, that's what it feels like. How about a little salsa? I mean, shouldn't we snack after, or... You're such an idiot. Aha, seriously, though, I'd be fine with that. Okay, let me start the music and show you some stuff, then. Heidi walks over to a CD player and turns it on. Salsa music begins playing. Okay, come here! She takes your hands and guides you to the middle of the floor and begins showing you how the dancing is done. there we go. Doing some... So, guys, would you rather this or the Horizon Zero Dawn game that they remastered? Yeah, exactly. After a few minutes, you begin to pick up the moves easily and you're matching her step for step. She laughs gleefully. Wow, you're a natural. You smile at her. Thank you. I have a good teacher. She leans in and smiles up at you. Did you have fun?
I did, actually. Thank you for inviting me.
Good. So what would you like to do now?
Well, I've got a little bit of a dance.
It might involve removing my pants. No, we're going to do that.
You pull her in close and slide your lips over hers. She flows into your arms without hesitation, and the kiss is a passionate one. You initially feel a little self-conscious about the sweat, but when you taste her lips, you forget it completely. She pulls away from you and smiles.
You ready to head home?
Yeah.
Good, because I want you.
Uh-oh.
She took her finger and tapped him on the forehead. You're mine tonight, mister. You lean down and kiss her again, and you can feel her desire as her hands tangle in your shirt and tug you closer to her. You break apart and gasp for air.
Woo!
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Oh, wow. She's gonna bang you. She's gonna bang you like a drum at a freaking Def Leppard concert. Well, let's go with Led Zeppelin. John Bonham. Great drummer. The ride home is quiet, but you find yourself holding Heidi's hand for most of it. The sexual tension is strong, and her scent fills the car. Pulling up to the house, the two of you nearly rush for the front door, and as soon as you're inside, you kiss again. Heidi pulls away. Let's go break in your bed. You nod, feeling as if you can't speak, and she drags you through the house towards the stairs to your room. You finally reach your room, which feels like the longest walk of all time. Two steps into your room, and Heidi's giving you a striptease. Jesus Christ, the body on her. Like what you see?
Well, of course.
I mean, there's not too many men out there that wouldn't.
I mean, there's one guy. Well, I wish he was a little bit fatter.
But he's not here with us today, I assume. You're amazing. Now it's your turn. I can't wait to see what you've been hiding from me.
Ah, good lord, it's almost knocked her in the eye. Ah, I'm gonna take my bloody eye out. I gotta go to the ER. It's over. Well, how'd this happen, ma'am? How'd this happen, ma'am? I'd rather not explain. Something hit me in the eye. Oh my god! How is this even possible? It's massive. Do you feel lightheaded with all the blood down here?
Now that is a real issue, guys. She brings up something that's real. The bigger you have, the more you can feel lightheaded when all that blood rushes. That's a real thing, guys. There's people that really have to deal with that shit.
I think I'm okay. Are you okay?
I have concerns. Don't worry. I'll be gentle. Take it slow.
Yep. That's what they always say.
And if you don't, you get ow, 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 ow. Been there, done that, not fun.
Now, come here!
The two of you have been kissing passionately, finally giving in to the sexual tension that had been building. You can feel your dick pressing against her wet sex, and your pulse picks up even more. You both begin exploring each other's bodies, and for the first time you're touching Heidi's exquisite breasts. They are the perfect size. Perfect size, ladies and gentlemen. Not for me, but for most people. I'm an idiot. After what feels like forever, the two of you pull away, grasping. Gasping. We're not grasping anything. I need you, Heidi. She squeals playfully as you push her onto the bed. Hey, you're cute. Said no one ever. I don't know if I'd go with a heh-heh, but I was like, damn, you're really fucking hot. I guess we'd say something like that. Grim, touch me, please. Let's tease her for a bit. You are an evil, evil man. You have yet to see the depth of my depravity. What, do you want me to stop? Please, Grim, I'm begging you. Oh, fuck. That feel good? Ugh, God, yes. You rub her clit before finally inserting a finger as she lets out a yelp. Ah, Grim, that feels so good. I love how wet you are. My finger is slipping in and out so easily. Put another shit! You take Heidi and flip her over to the other side of the bed and have a clear look at her glistening pussy. God, what a beautiful sight. What do you want me to do, Heidi? Grim, I want you to use your tongue more than anything in the world. I'm gonna do terrible things to you. Ah, that feels so good. Keep going, you bastard. I love how sweet she is. I could become addicted. Ah, Grim, don't stop. I'm so close. Hearing that, you decide to push things even more, determined to give Heidi the best orgasm of her life. I don't know if this music really works. I keep thinking of, like, back in the 1900s, me and my father decided to start a coffee company. It was hard, and the days were brutal. The nights even worse. But we finally went to bed knowing that we had made the best coffee that we could make for the time. We used fresh roasted beans, and it doesn't feel like sex music. Oh, fuck! So close! So close! Grim, I'm coming! Grim! Oh my God, that was so intense. When I was just a boy, my father gave me a shiny red wagon. And I enjoyed that red wagon very much. This is not the music I expected for sex. This is the kind of music for the flashbacks and the old-timey. My grandfather gave me a Werther's Original, and now I am a grandfather. And my boy, he won't get anything less than a Werther's Original. Give me a minute. With that, you pounce on top of her, your eyes locked on hers. Now look, Werther's Original is actually fucking good, by the way. Now, I'm gonna be honest, it's actually fucking good. People say, yo, it's grandpa candy. Grandpa knew what he was fucking talking about. I'm telling you. You're so damn sexy, Heidi. Oh, I know. It's a good thing you're pretty hot, too. Or we wouldn't even be here. She laughs and smiles up at you. They're butterscotch candies for those that aren't in the U.S. I'm not sure if they're sold around the world, but in the U.S., yeah, we have them here.
You
You two begin another passionate makeout session, which lasts a few minutes. You push in towards her, and the head of your cock settles against her tight back door. Good lord, we're already going in the back door? Man, she really wants this to be the night of her life.
Hey, where do you think you're going there, sir?
Sorry, he has a mind of his own. If you think I'm letting that thing anywhere near that entrance, you're crazy. At least tonight. Now hop off. Let me return the favor.
Yeah, British got into her.
You lean back onto the bed and Heidi kneels down, grabbing your cock and begins stroking it ever so slightly.
Does it feel good?
Knowing I can barely get my hand around this monster. Fuck yeah, it feels so good.
Ugh.
It's kind of scary. I don't know how I'm going to get my mouth around it. Well, you know, you just gotta try. Remember, Yoda said, do or do not. There is no try. Well, there's only one way to find out, right? I guess. So let me start with this. Oh, shit, Heidi. You look so hot doing that. She looks like, you know, if a burger's too big and somebody's trying to figure out how to eat it.
What do I do? Shove the whole thing in my mouth? No! That's not wise.
You like it when I flick my tongue around the bed? The head, not the bed. I don't think that's gonna work.
God, yes.
How about when I put my lips around the head?
Yeah, I like that too. Ding, ding, ding.
She continues teasing her head, giving you a taste of your own medicine.
Heidi, sorry, it's fun teasing you.
Do it.
Me and my grandfather enjoy blowjobs from the various prostitutes. It was a different time in the 1900s. We said...
Alright. With that, Heidi takes your dick into her mouth, bobbing up and down.
Oh, Jesus.
She's clearly struggling at first, but eventually her throat opens up and she begins to take you deep.
Ugh, fuck.
She almost gags herself every time she goes down. This is so much better than I thought it'd be.
Heidi, that feels so fucking good.
How are you so good at this?
Ugh.
I'm not gonna last much longer if you keep at it. Okay, I think it's time to move on. I can't wait any longer.
I think it's time we see if you'll even fit inside me.
He'll fit. I've seen what comes out of a pregnant woman. He'll fit.
Gentlemen, don't you dare think, oh, you'll never know.
You seen the baby come out?
That's a big baby.
I know, I'm serious. The baby, the whole baby. I'm sorry, ain't nobody too much that I know of has a dick that wide. No, I'm confident we won't have any problems. Heidi stands up on the bed, teasing you some more, rubbing her wet pussy, waiting for you to get up and claim what's yours. Remember, we'll take this at your speed. Let me know if it hurts or anything and I'll stop. You're so sweet, you know that? Because I care about you, Heidi. Oh, I like that. Heidi climbs up onto bed, presenting her beautiful pussy to you, which leaves you in utter shock.
Oh my God!
Enjoying the view back there? Just admiring this view. I think it's time to start admiring and get that cock inside me, now. It's going to get feisty.
Okay, I'm going in.
I thought we were taking it slow.
That's just the head.
That's just the head? I'm going to die. You'll be all right. You'll survive. Holy fucking shit! You ready? Is that a trick? Yeah. Okay, a little gentler this time, sir. My God. It's a tight fit, but it feels wonderful. Our walls are squeezing you just right, almost begging you not to leave. Oh, fuck. This is unreal, Grim. Fuck, Heidi. You're so tight. Could keep going. Gotta keep it nice and slow. Make sure she's comfortable. You're feeling me so good. Loudly. Oh, there's come home, which is one we might do later. It's finished, and, you know, we've done a few videos, but we might do the whole thing at some point. There's so many of these guys, I can't keep up. Oh, pieman.com, you'll just see so many, you'll be like, oh my god, Grim, when will you ever have, I don't know, I'll be doing this some 80. And he took her! I mean, I could see me now doing that.
Hey, everybody, it's Grim's Uncanny Valley, and we're back here with...
It's like Deadpool said, tell your 90. Loudly? You like that? Yes! Oh, fuck! Keep it down. We don't want to piss off Athena. You feel so good, Heidi. You're so tight. You're going so deep, I didn't even know that was possible. Please, go faster. Yep. I mean, that's what she's saying. You're hitting all the right spots. You all right? Unbelievable! You thrust back and forth, burying your cock in her over and over until you both feel an orgasm approaching. Grim, stop. I'm getting close, and I bet you are too.
Yeah, I am.
God, I want to look into your eyes as we come. Or good, I want to look into your eyes as we come. You both get back on the bed. Heidi is moving at lightning speed to get you back inside of her. She straddles you and ever so slowly begins to slide down on your cock. Ugh, fuck, it feels even better in this position. Keep going down, Height. Ah! She begins bouncing up and down on your cock, letting the moans fly without any reservation. Ugh, fuck, don't stop, Heidi. Jesus Christ, you're hitting something so good. This feels so good, Heidi. Ugh! Look at me, Grim. She begins bouncing on your cock even harder, and that feeling is indescribable. I love the way your perfect tits bounce. Ah, they're all yours. Heidi, I'm getting close. Me too, just a little longer. Faster. You like bouncing on my dick like that? For fuck yes, I think I'm addicted. Good song by Devin Townsend, Addicted. You two continue fucking, trying to hold on to this moment forever, which is inevitably impossible. Oh shit! Grim, I'm coming again! I'm about to come as well. They're not inside. Huff! Heidi, you better get off. I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon! The theater's near you! Listening to your words, she hops off your cock and begins stroking you. Come on, Grim. Come for me. I want you to come. Heidi, so close. Do it then. Come for me. Here it comes.
Oh! Holy shit!
Holy shit is right. Where did all that come from? Well, when you get a man hot and bothered, that usually sometimes happens.
I have no clue, but I'm just going to say it's your fault.
You get up and grab a towel from your drawer and clean yourself up while Heidi goes to the bathroom to freshen up. Can you grab the lights real quick?
Mm-hmm. Shit, Grim. That was amazing.
I'm so glad we did that. It was unbelievable. Okay, well, I'm exhausted and I'm sure you are too. Yeah, you really wore me out today. Ha ha ha. Get used to it, cowboy. I really enjoyed our time together today. Truly.
Me too, Grim. Sleep well.
You too, gorgeous.
Eep!
I think she liked that, haha. It's adorable, some of the noises she makes. That would turn me on pretty heavy. A woman making weird noises out of nowhere. That does it.
That turns you on, woman making weird noises? Yes. Friday!
You awaken to your phone's text chime. You pick it up from your end table, and look, it's Zenda. Hey, you. Hope I didn't wake you. Wanted to make sure we're still on for tonight. Hey, you. Hope. Okay, yeah, we read that already. Yeah, we're still on. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. I'll pick you up at 8 p.m. Be dressed to kill.
Cool. See you then.
Dressed to kill? Shit. I don't even think I can dress to harm.
Ugh.
You feel a hand on your back, and it almost startles you until you remember who you went to bed with the night before. You roll over.
Hey, everything okay?
Yeah, just a text.
You lean in and kiss her, no tongue. You're sure she doesn't want to experience your morning breath anymore. You want to experience hers.
One of your girlfriends?
She sits up on one elbow and looks at you.
Oh, it was. Who is it?
Anyone we know?
Your...
You squint at her, trying to figure out her angle here. I'm not sure why you're acting all chipper at the idea of me dating other women.
She shrugs.
We aren't in a relationship. I mean, non-exclusive at least. If you're dating another girl, though, I kind of want to know so I'm not blindsided. Oh, well, her name is Zenda. She's a first year like me.
Okay, is she hot? Well, that's my kind of woman. Alright, guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more Bear Witness. So bear with us. I'm out.